We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Matt Albers, take a listen.
Matt, it's a pleasure to meet you. How you doing?
Doing very good, man. Thank you.
How would you assess your spring training so far?
I think it's going pretty good. You know, just getting to know these guys and pit throwing wise, arms feeling pretty good the last few outings. So just kind of getting it going a few weeks from opening day, so it's exciting.
What's the biggest thing mechanics wise you've been working on?
Not too much, just trying to stay consistent with what I was doing last year. So just kind of minor things, maybe just make sure I'm staying on the plate and that my sinker's down in the zone. So nothing too specific, but just making sure I'm on time.
So let's talk about the clubhouse. What makes this clubhouse more unique than for any other club you've played for?
It's hard to tell this early. I mean, we're just starting to meet the guys. So, I mean, I've been in a lot of different clubhouses, so this one doesn't quite stand out yet, but I think probably a couple weeks in, you know, we'll start to see.
What have you gotten close to?
I think just the other pitchers, getting to know these guys a little bit. You know, playing with some of the same guys. You know, I know Boone Logan, played with Wade Miley in Arizona, couple other guys, so just kind of getting to know them. Talked to Corey Knebel quite a bit, and Hader. We throw on the same days, so we're in the bullpen, so getting to know those guys, and so far so good.
You know, for any reliever right now, it's I think for a lot of relievers, they want to get into those high leverage situations, you know, but for someone like you that's been in the league for a long time, does the seventh, eighth, ninth inning, does it really make that much of a difference when it comes to pressure and what you're trying to do with your job?
Not necessarily. I mean, I pitched a lot in the middle of my career and also toward the end of the game. But you try to take every inning, you know, that's the same. You know, whether it's 8-0, you go out there and act like you're the closer. You know, you want that 1-2-3 shutdown inning. So that's how you take it. So I don't think it necessarily matters what inning you pitch. Just you go out there and you take that approach that, you know, hey, maybe the game may be out of hand, you know, one way or the other, but you treat it like it's a one-run game and go out there and get three quick outs if you can.
Talking to Brewers reliever Matt Albers, I assume you knew this. You're the longest tenured guy here in the clubhouse.
Yeah, they told me when I got over here. That's, I guess, maybe that's why I have a good locker. So it's kind of funny. From last year, I was being on a veteran team. I think I was, like, number 3 or 4 in the bullpen, you know, in time. So go from, like, that to the – most time. I mean, it's not, you know, I think it's, that's just kind of a number. You know, there's quite a few guys that are veterans in here, and definitely guys who have been in this locker room a lot longer. So, and, you know, just try to, you know, if guys have questions or, you know, I've kind of been through it all in this game. So, you know, can be kind of a little bit of a resource for the young guys.
Yeah, speaking of which, you know, a lot of young guys here in the pen, do they go to you for advice on stuff? Do they try to, you know, do you try to be their mentor?
I mean, not really. You know, I think it's one of those things, you know, if you guys kind of got it figured out, you don't want to be messing with guys too much. They obviously know I'm there if they have certain questions about some things or if I see something during the year. But I'm not necessarily going to go out of my way and just kind of say something to guys unless it's really, you know, unless I see something that's pretty obvious. I mean, you want these guys to feel comfortable. And, you know, a lot of these guys, even the young guys, you know, but Knebel and Hader, they look like they know what they're doing out there. So there's not too much I can say. Just kind of keep doing what you're doing that's being successful. So, but if there's something that's, you know, that really pops out, I'll say something to them. But other than that, you know, I'm just kind of watch and see and let these guys just kind of do their thing.
Again, talking to Brewers reliever Matt Albers. Let me get your thoughts on, you know, Major League Baseball is trying to do all this stuff with pace of play. They're trying to speed things up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're making baby steps. But at the end of the day, is it really – can you really speed up the game of baseball?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I think the point is to try to eliminate the unnecessary things. You know, you understand in some situations, you know, the catcher's going to have to go out and talk to the guy or pitch in between innings or guys warming up or, you know, you don't get out there on time. It's you want to try to make the game quicker. We understand that as players, but you also don't want to, you know, put any risk of, you know, the integrity of the game or how the games play, which I don't think they are. I mean, the changes are pretty minor, and I think they come with warnings and fines first. So, you know, I don't think it's, at least for me, it's not going to really change too much.
Last thing for you, do you feel this club right now can compete? Let's start with the NL Central.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, you know, you saw what this team did last year. So there's no reason you can't, you know, hopefully repeat that performance and maybe a little better. But, you know, being a veteran, you can't, you know, you don't want to look too far ahead, man. It's a long, got a lot of long games to go. So you don't start looking at that or focusing on that till the very end of the season where you're at. So you can feel like you're almost out of it and still come back into it. So it's a long season. But, you know, there's definitely a lot of talent in this room. And, you know, we have high expectations for ourselves, which we should. So hopefully we kind of meet those expectations.
Should be a fun season. Brewers reliever Matt Alberts, thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.